It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast. Tom and Loggy. Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
This needs a special intro.
Okay, well, are we going to have to do this live?
Sure.
Is it a prison or just doing a thing? You be the judge.
And give us a ring.
Don't call us.
No, we don't need your help. It just rhymed for the song.
Yeah.
So could have been quicker on the. We missed half the hack.
We did. Yeah, I know. Is it a prison hack or just doing a thing? So this has come out of TikTok. There's a guy, a former
Is this going to be about a prison purse? I read about a prison purse yesterday.
No.
It was a SAS Australia thing. What's his name? Ida Buttrose's nephew or son or whatever, Richard Buttrose.
Oh, yeah.
He's a smuggler, I think. He was on it, and he was telling them about whenever he looks at the toilet brush, the dunny brush, he goes, "That's a shiv."
Right.
He says they file it down and then they melt it so it's pointy and then they pop it in their prison purse until they need it.
Their prison purse.
To get you. Google prison purse.
No, it's different. I mean, I've got a different kind of prison purse than you would have a different prison purse. I feel like my prison purse is easier to access and quite clean. It's your prison purse. Could cause some issues. Do you know what I mean?
No, well, I don't want to think about it.
Well, I mean, my prison purse is like...
You've got a couple of purses. And I mean, that's just... Girls love to accessorise. I get it. It's fine.
You're a knob.
All right,
anyway, it's not about a prison purse.
Okay.
Okay? This former inmate is currently living in a detention centre, right? He's come up with a genius hack showing how to make tattoo ink out of thongs. Okay?
Sure.
So, if you've ever wondered how prison tats work,
just so you know,
here's one of the ways.
I will believe anything you say about jail. Anything at all about jail.
Because you and I were talking about this yesterday. You and I would not last a day. I would last longer than you.
Yeah, I wouldn't last an hour.
You would become someone's prison purse.
I wouldn't. Yeah. I don't know what I'd do, but I wouldn't be in there long, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. My strategy is to just act full-blown, like, crazy and just be like, so they're like, oh, she's, don't
Orange
go
is,
near.
I've seen Orange is the New Black.
Yeah.
I watched at least one episode of that show. You'd be fine.
Yeah, probs. It seems fun. I mean, on Orange is the New Black.
It's not fun, mate.
It's not a good time.
No.
No, it's not. And this just proves that, I guess, this guy, Andre, right, he's from New Zealand and he shared some tips he's picked up while serving time in prisons across Australia, right?
Okay.
So this is how you make a bit of DIY tattoo ink. And I found it really interesting.
I love that he's done a little tour of prison.
Yeah, and it's kind of like, I guess the thing is, it's a whole life that I'm not aware about, and I guess you make the best of your situation, right? If you want a tat and you're in prison, here's the way you go about it. They reckon that you get the rubber band off your thongs, right? So when they say the rubber band off your thongs, it means the bit that your foot goes into, the top bit, right?
Keeps it
the
on
bit
your foot.
That you can have a blowout on.
Yeah, that the bit. Plugger bit.
The plugger bit. Burn that with a lighter, right? And you burn it up under a he burns it on a desk, right? So somehow when the lighter and the rubber mixes together and it turns a piece of wood, he gets like the remnants of the burning, and it's kind of that what's happening on the desk, and then he scrapes that off the desk into a little cup. So he's burning the rubber and he's somehow making it.
Burning the desk as well.
Burning the, well, he burns it under the desk. So it's kind of like smoke and rubber, and the top of the desk is forming.
Oh, it makes like a charcoal.
Yeah, like a charcoal. And then you kind of scrape that charcoal off into a cup, right? And then you add that to some mouthwash.
Okay.
And then that turns it into the consistency of ink, apparently.
Right.
So it's like soot. It's like you collect the soot from burnt objects and then mix it into the mouthwash to make an ink.
Okay.
And then he's done a bit of a video on a tattoo gun.
Right. Well, I mean, at least that sounds better than actually having bits of thong in your skin, you know? Like if it's just the
in your prison purse.
Well.
Hide this thong up there.
It's a half-melted thong in my prison purse. Do you know what would be easier? Just not going to prison, I reckon.
Well, yeah.
Just, I mean, just for me, just personally. Hmm. Anyway. Sounds like a hack to me because I'm too worried about questioning it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Is it a hack or just doing a thing? You be the judge.
And give us a ring.
Tom and Logie. Tom and Logie's podcast. K-Rock 955.
I mean, autumn's here, isn't it?
Mm.
11 degrees. Ugh, feels like it too. 0 kilometre an hour wind, 0 kilometre an hour gusts. That's no wind.
No, it's not. It's not chilly, though. It's
well,
not under
11
10.
Degrees is pretty chilly.
No, you don't want to just...
No, I'm at a peak too early with the chilly, no wind gear.
Yeah.
Can we just have one?
Ooh, oh, that's chilly. No wind. Yeah, chilly. No wind. That's chilly. Bring.
I hate that one.
You hate them all, mate. What are you talking about?
Should I do some?
It's good to be back.
I don't know. I don't know.
Should I do some new ones?
I know.
Please,
I don't know.
Give me more material.
No.
It's your daily on-demand fix of K-Rock's Tom and Loggie.
Tom and Loggie.
Okay, now there's always something that I say that triggers not quite you, Lingy, but very much you, Tom.
Oh, now I know what you're talking about.
And it involves babies v dogs, right? Now, Lingy, you've got kids. Tom, you've got... Like babies,
yeah.
Right? Indy, toddler, but you've got a baby, right? And I have Wombi, so I get it. And
you get the sleepless nights and the...
Well, speaking of all that, right?
Well, you just put a tie rope around them and chuck them in the tray of the ute.
Well, no, I've seen that. Don't you have those things that you clip on them like a vest so that they can run away at the supermarket but not too far?
No.
I've seen it. Wombi's one doesn't extend. Sorry. Anyway, I've seen a guy on TikTok and he has gotten 6 million views on this, right? And I thought, yes. His name is Hoop Zig, right? Have a listen to him in the full entirety and then we'll have a discussion afterwards, okay?
You know one thing I just don't want to hear anymore? Oh, taking care of puppy way easier than taking care of baby. Man, f*** that. Mm. Last time I checked, one-year-old baby cannot run 100 miles per hour. But this sure as hell can. Last time I checked, one-year-old baby ain't jumping out of moving car windows. This does that. Oh, but you gotta wake up at all times of the night to change the baby because the baby's crying and the baby shit itself. You expect that from a baby, waking up to some contained in a diaper. But from a dog, picture this. It's 3 a.m. You done fell out of bed and you don't know where the f*** it's coming from. And I'm telling you, when you hear that you're gonna move quicker than lightning. All you can hope is that it ain't on your furniture, your carpet, or your mother shoes. And it ain't a couple wipes then back the bed either. No, you pulling out all them cleaning supplies, you finna go to work.
All right.
Yeah, we've all got dogs, so we've all heard that in the middle of the night.
When you're like...
and you do, you're like,
and you're like,
boom, out of bed.
Action. Right. So, after hearing that, it is the same, isn't it?
You're still sticking with that.
Tom, say it's the same.
What was your procedure going to bed last night? Because I spent 40 minutes standing in a wardrobe, rocking left to right, going shh.
Yeah, but you would have been playing Xbox at the same time.
No, I wasn't.
No, I padded Wombi to sleep.
As if you
it's
did.
The same thing.
It's not the same thing.
Tom and Loggie. Tom and Loggie's podcast. K-Rock 955.
I feel like we need to do another...
Your old
Trivial Pursuit.
Wizard.
Lingy.
Yes.
These are questions for Lingy from his 1980s box.
Trivial Pursuit. What edition is it?
It's the Genus.
Get your hand off my...
Genus.
Genus.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggie.
Tom and Loggie.
On K-Rock.
Best bogan names for babies in 2022. I mean, we're only, 3 months in?
Yeah.
But here we go.
Be nice.
The trend is that instead of misspelling names, seems to be made up names this time, year.
Oh, their own flair.
Yeah.
Just completely made up.
Or taking a name and then adding a bit to it to make it something completely different and appalling.
Okay. Oh, it's going to really suck if someone's listening with one of these names.
No, if you're listening and you've either got one of these names or you've got a child with one of these names or you're considering having a child with or giving one of your children. Actually, I'll take the considering bit back.
Okay.
But if you've got a child with one of these names, or you are someone with one of these names, we're not talking about you. You're beautiful.
Yeah. Right? It's safe.
It's just your name.
You've used it. All right, best bogan names for girls this year. Brexley, spelling out the E-I-G-H sound, which is a bit of a new trend. Seems like a ploy to make this made-up name look more Gillette. Legit Gillette.
Brexley, is it?
Yeah.
Comes from Brexit?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, Brexley. Like celebrate historical event.
B-R-E-X-L-E-I-G-H. What about this one? I-V-E-I-G-H, so... Ivy.
Ivy. Oh, but spelled
with S-double-E on the end, so Ivy C.
Okay, you guys with Spell My Name would have no idea. What? No.
Go again. Spell it for me, the whole thing.
So I-V-E-I-G-H.
Yeah, that's I-V spelt strangely.
Yeah. With S-double-E on the end, Ivy C.
Ivy
C? Maybe. What about this one? Jewel, but spelled J-W-L, like J-U-U-L. Oh. And it's originally a beautiful Dutch name meaning youthful, but some parents are bestowing it on their innocent children as a nod to the, wait for it, vape brand.
Oh, no. Oh, wow. No, they're not.
Yeah, they are. What about this one?
Little Cardi. Baby vape.
Cardi, because Cardi B's a thing, but yeah. They're calling him Cardi with a K. What
chucking
about,
on a Cardi.
Yeah, Dior, but with a K, so Kior.
Hang on, what?
So K-I-O-R, Kior?
No, that's not a thing.
That's just completely made up.
Why don't you get Maeve and Avery and smoosh them together for Mavery? That's where you keep your birds.
I love Maeve and I love Avery, but Mavery sounds like a dirty body part of something.
Yeah, like the Maveries.
Ooh. Yeah.
There's been...
Why are there two of them, though?
There's been...
The Maveries. Check out those Maveries.
There's been a surge in the US of baby girls called Miracle with double C. Miracle. Like maracas. But,
this is just mean.
Resilia. R-E-S-I-L-I-A.
Okay.
Salmon. Just spelt like normal salmon. At least they're spelling it right.
What about boys' names?
No, wait, one last one. Okay. This is my favourite one. Take Sam and Amanda. Samantha and Amanda, smoosh them together and you get Samanda.
No, that's an animal, isn't it?
That's a fit, yeah. Like a Salamander.
All right,
Samanda
for boys.
Samanda with the Maveries.
For boys, here we go. Brave. Draven. Draxler.
No, that's...
Cashton.
This is like Boggle when they're just like, you know, the dice just being thrown.
It's like darts, yeah. Noxley. Legend, like L-E-D-G-E-N.
Legend.
Maxon, M-A-X-O-N.
Okay, well that's...
No.
No,
raw. Raw.
Yeah.
As in R-O-A-R.
Yeah.
Like a lot.
Yeah. I thought R-A-W. Yeah,
no,
raw.
No,
like R-O-A-R. W-W-E, raw.
Yeah.
Zaken, as in Z-A-I-K-E-N.
Zaken.
And finally one... And
a Zaken inverter. It's an air conditioner.
You've got more traditional names for your boys, haven't you?
Max, Henry and Jed was our most creative.
Yes, spelling of Jed was a little creative, wasn't
it? Yeah, well, that's because the two Jeds I knew growing up, great people, wonderful blokes, spelled theirs G-E-D.
Oh,
so
really?
We went with G.
Why, what's the other way to spell it?
J-E-D is the traditional spelling of Jed, but you've gone with G-E-D.
I'm going to cop... poor Jed, he'll cop a little bit where he'll go, is Gedling here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a rod for his back, isn't it?
Yeah, it was really a little
set
mean.
Him up for life. Yeah.
Creates character.
Because he's a little redhead. Of course, he's going to have plenty of character.
He's going to need it.
Yeah.
It's not, at least it's not Zaken.
No, but hey, this last one, if you do have another boy, maybe consider, and this would be perfect for your family, Zinc. Z-I-N-C. Zinc Ling. It all makes sense, doesn't it? Dominog. K-Rock.